everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is back from a long weekend in the Bahamas. Had a great trip down there, and it's good to see his smiling face on the other side of the glass, producing and engineering our program. And we have a very full hour as usual. Buckmaster Show live line is 790-2040 anytime during the hour. If you'd like to join in the conversation, please feel free to do so. But right now, let's go right to the live line and welcome Amber Mathewson. Amber has recently been appointed the permanent director, position library director of Pima County Public Libraries. Amber, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for inviting me here today.
Well, I'm glad to talk with you. And you have served as the interim library director beginning in October of 2016 after Melinda Cervantes, who had held that position since 2012. Melinda moved on to other things, but this is not like you got off the bus yesterday, is it? You've been associated with this library field for a quarter of a century, a lot of experience.
That's right. I've been with PCPL that long and worked in lots of different capacities, from customer service clerk all the way up now to library director. I even had a stint with the bookmobile.
Oh, my goodness. Describe for our listeners a little bit about the footprint of Pima County Libraries. How many libraries do we have, and what overall services are you providing, you and your colleagues?
Sure. We have 26 libraries throughout Pima County. They go all the way from Arivaca to Ajo, of course, Metropolitan Tucson. And we also have our library bookmobile, which serves both the urban and rural areas of Pima County. We provide every kind of service you can think of, from cradle to career, starting with early literacy and family literacy, adult literacy, educational programs like GED, homework help, workforce development, helping people find jobs, working with entrepreneurs to get their businesses started, creative and innovative type things where teens are learning about digital kinds of programming, whether it be photography or making movies or those kinds of 21st century programs, as well as cultural and civic engagement programs. It runs the whole gamut.
It's been there's a lot of services that you provide, and I know that you've been teaming with Cox Communication to try to close the digital divide. What is that collaboration all about, Amber?
Sure. We were invited by the Public Library Association and Cox Communications in what they're calling the Connect to Compete initiative, which is to help individuals to connect to the internet, because as we know, learning nowadays happens anywhere and any time through internet connectivity. But if you don't have that at home, it can make that difficult. So Cox Communications has been providing low income connectivity in home for the folks who are on any type of government assistance. And in the collaboration with the Public Library Association, they helped to provide a platform for something that's called Digital Learn. So you can see that at our library website at pima.digitallearn.org. And what that is basic tutorials that people can do in the library with help from librarians, or they can do it at home, anywhere they're connected to the internet, which gives them classes that they can download and use in little snippets. Sometimes people don't have the time to come into the library for a full hour-long class, but they have 15 minutes that they could sit and learn whatever they need to, basic computer skills or even help with resumes, those kinds of things.
The mission of libraries is certainly changing in the digital age. Are you very optimistic, Amber Mathewson, about the future of libraries?
Absolutely. I think more now as ever, people need connections, whether it be to the internet or even spaces to gather in community. They're finding there aren't as many places where people can get together and work on projects, so the library is taking that role. But I think a bigger thing is helping people to understand what are reliable sources that they do find when they get on the internet, how to know which is a site that's been vetted and that they can really trust and know that they're getting quality information.
You've also been providing health care with nursing with a nurse practitioner at the libraries. How is that program going?
That is one of our really exciting programs as well. We started in 2012 partnering with Pima County Health Department. We pay for one FTE of nurse, and that we have one nurse who's here at the main library every day of the week. And the health department found that to be such a great way for the community to engage with their services that now all of their public health nurses, which they have between 15 and 20, depending on how they're doing throughout the years, and each of those nurses then connects with a library. Sometimes it's once a week, sometimes it's once a month, but helping people to learn what services are available. They do blood pressure checks. They sometimes do special programs like on diabetes, just giving overall basic services. And it's been helpful in the library in that there are folks who really do need connections to a clinic for all kinds of health needs, and they feel very safe coming into the library setting, and that's been a tremendous program for both the library and the health department. We've both won national awards with that program.
I see the libraries as here in town as it's like a 21st century town hall, isn't it, Amber, where people get together. And you know, in this digital age, we don't have a lot of us don't have interaction with people. And libraries are a good place to see people and talk with people.
Absolutely. I know there are folks. I worked in the Green Valley area for many years, and often maybe a person's only interaction during the day were with the people that they talk to in the library. So it's a great place to connect, and I love your description of it as a 21st century town hall. That's gorgeous.
And there is a writer in residence program. This program is going to be continuing and do a second year, correct?
That's correct. The State Library helped us to find the writers in residence, and people can come in and work with the authors to learn how to work on their own writing and to get that published. And it's a great opportunity for our budding artists in the community.
Well, there's so much information available, and probably the best place to direct our listeners would be to the website, correct?
Absolutely, library.pima.gov.
Very easy. Again, Amber, thank you very much. Amber Mathewson, congratulations now being in the permanent role as library director here in Pima County. Thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your help in the community.
Thank you very much. Amber Mathewson, who is now the permanent director of the Pima County Libraries. Want to remind folks that before you know it, Memorial Day is going to be here, and over in Silver City, it's only a three-hour drive. They're having the 22nd annual Silver City Blues Festival. It's a big deal. It's the headliner this year is the Ghost Town Blues Band out of Memphis, Tennessee. But even if you're not into blues, Memorial Day weekend would be a great opportunity to get away, or even before, to Silver City. So many recreation opportunities. Go to southwestnewmexico.org. There's a listing there of at least 24 things to do in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, along with the great places to stay in the area. Speaking of kind of getting away, it's not as long a road trip. Perhaps it's only a few minutes from where you live, and that's Green Things here in Pima County. And they have such a beautiful facility. Jan and Jack, the owners at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. If you're looking to take part in some of those free workshops, they've got another one coming up Friday afternoon at 1, and then there'll be another free workshop Saturday morning at 10. I suggest going to greenthingsaz.com. We'll be right back.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Celebrate Earth Day at UA Biosphere 2 Saturday, April 22nd with a special all-day event featuring a sunset concert by Calexico. Taste Tucson's future food, enjoy hands-on activities designed to engage and educate, and hear insights on global issues from leading scientists. Experience our renowned tours and find out why Time Life Books named Biosphere 2 a must-see wonder of the world. An exciting day of dialogue and discovery. Info and tickets at biosphere2.org.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, a newsmaker interview with Pima County Board of Supervisors Chair Sharon Bronson. Then we'll preview the big animal adoption event of the year with animal advocate Barbara Brown. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on KVOI, Tucson's Voice, and always on BuckmasterShow.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we are going to consult with Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, who is in London, England, where it is about 20 minutes past 8. on a Tuesday evening. Shelley, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. How are you doing tonight?
Doing very well. How was the trip over?
The trip was uneventful, and that of course, is what you're looking for on a trip like that. And the weather here is spectacular. So far, so wonderful.
And the market scene in England today has been quiet, I guess.
Yeah, things are quiet. I mean, it's Easter week, so there's lots of tourists around. The New York Times International Edition had a very interesting article today. It spread over about 3 full pages that talked about the effects on London of Brexit and how London was really at a crossroads right now.
Well, it certainly is on everybody's mind over in England, I'm sure, about the direction that the UK will take, and will there be the fallout from, say, Scotland? And what's next? The other shoe to drop, I think, is what a lot of people are wondering about, Shelley.
Well, certainly what's going on in France is very troubling right now, but it's possible that Marie Le Pen really kind of closed the door on her election possibilities yesterday or the day before by making some intemperate remarks about France's non-participation during the war and the Holocaust. And that was criticized tremendously. She had to walk those remarks back, but we'll see if they continue to erode her support in the French electorate. What's interesting is we don't hear too much about this in the States. We hear about Scotland wanting to re-vote on whether or not they stay in the EU or stay part of the UK. What we don't hear about too much is that among the places that voted overwhelmingly to stay in the EU was the city of London. Hmm. And the reason for that is that the city of London has become, number one, the financial capital probably of all of Europe, if not all of the world, excepting, of course, New York. But it has become such an international city, such a place where the whole world kind of comes together, that and very polarized as well in terms of the financial prospects that people have. So it has among the richest people in the whole UK live here, and among the poorest. And you can't walk into a shop or into a pub or anywhere without realizing that a very large percentage of the people, probably 40% of the population of London, comes from elsewhere right now. And that elsewhere is not necessarily outside of the EU. It could very well be within the EU. And so the population of London is wondering, number one, what's going to happen to them if all of a sudden Britain is no longer part of the EU and they lose their ability to stay in the UK without visas? So that's one big problem. And, of course, the effects, the immediate effects that will have on employment, because so many of the kind of day-to-day activities here in London are manned by or populated by in the workforce by people who are not necessarily British citizens.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just wondering, the whole exit strategy now about renegotiating treaties with Brussels and the EU, that whole process could take several years. Is that correct, Shelley?
Well, according to the book, I think it's Article 5, they may be getting that wrong, the process takes 2 years, and there's the ability to seek an extension if it's necessary. My sense of things, and I've only been here a day now, so my sense of things is probably more what I want to see than what truly is. But just from reading the paper and getting and talking to some people, there's some hope that this can be arranged in such a way that it'll be a non-event.
A non-event, so a seamless transition then we're looking at.
Right, and something where they negotiate between the EU and the UK. They negotiate the things that are going to go away when the UK exits the EU. And so there will be the ability to travel freely between borders. There'll be the ability to remain as a resident without requiring special visas or what we would consider green cards, that trade will be virtually tariff-free. You know, 40% of British exports go to the EU right now. And if that is somehow shut off or it becomes a tariff item, all of a sudden competing products will be much more competitive with EU products. If you're buying, for instance, if you want to buy a Jaguar and you're in France, all of a sudden the BMW might become much more attractive.
Yeah, well, either would be fine for a lot of people.
Yes. Well, but you know, if you,
I'll take the BMW.
You just take a look at sure. Sure, you've got a BMW. So
I do have a BMW.
But, yeah. But if you know, those are the two brands that came to mind because it's the brand that I drive every day. But clearly, there's a lot of manufacturing and going on in Britain that is dependent for exports, dependent for their success on exports, and 40% of those exports go to the EU. So if there's suddenly a 20% tax that they have to pay, then that's going to make British products a lot less attractive, and it's going to change, you know, things will balance out over time, but it's going to change the balance of things. It's going to change the way over the past 30 years the Brits and the EU have learned to kind of coexist with each other. So I think that's it's almost as if change and the uncertainty around change is the more important factor right now. And because these negotiations are only just beginning, it's impossible to do anything but speculate.
Well, the big story, and I CNN actually had something about this, about the Fleet Street. That's the journalism center of London, has had some pretty scary headlines. Perhaps you've seen a few of them over the last couple of days about are we on the verge of World War III after the Syrian airstrikes? Have you seen some of those scary headlines?
Well, I wasn't going to bring it up, but yes, of course, you can't be an American in Europe and people not look at you and scratch their heads and say, what in the world are you doing? And what in the world is your president doing? And right now, this saber rattling is unsettling to markets, and it's unsettling to relationships. And not so much because of the saber rattling itself, but because it doesn't seem to have any clear policy behind it, any clear strategic grounding. And until we hear some of that, you know, we really don't know whether this is just bluster or it's to be taken seriously. You know, you wonder if our military is in such dire shape as we hear both the president and perhaps our Senator McCain talking about, then how many front wars can we fight? Mm-hmm. You know, fighting multi-front wars has ruined more than one country in the past.
Well, in the remaining minute or so, the markets in this country didn't react all that strongly, did they, Shelley, to the Syrian situation?
Well, what's happening here in the markets, for instance, today, you know, the Tuesday curse still exists. We're down, I think, 30 or 40 points right now.
The Buckmaster curse, yes.
Yeah, the Buckmaster curse. But what we're seeing is very good news coming out from some of the newsmakers who normally talk about the economy. So Janet Yellen began to talk about the relaxed need for easing and for stimulus because of how well the economy is doing. When you hear people really praising the steadiness and the rock-solid qualities, if a bit slower than most people would like, nevertheless, the direction has been very clear. And that, I think, has kept the markets from exploding into, you know, kind of a sea of agony. So while here in Europe, the markets are a little less, or a little more volatile right now, let's put it that way, in the U.S., what we've seen over the past, gosh, Bill, it must be 3 or 4 weeks now, is essentially flat.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shelley, we're going to let you go. Next Tuesday, you'll be in Scotland. Is that correct?
I think next Tuesday I will be able to do the report again from London.
Okay.
And then I'm leaving for Ireland for a week, and then Scotland.
All right.
But I should have a better kind of sense for what the man on the street and also what the journalists here in London are feeling in about a week.
Thank you very much, Shelley. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, capturing the spirit of New Orleans cuisine. Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails is located in St. Philip's Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you at Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails. Open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Philip's Plaza.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It is time for our monthly travel segment on the Buckmaster Show with our travel industry contributor. This man knows lots about travel. He's very well traveled. In fact, he's still unpacking.
That's about right.
Ryan Hansen is president and the chief operating officer for Bon Voyage Travel, which is celebrating, really now they've already got 40 years under the belt and coming up now on 41 of delivering a wide range of travel-related services to Southern Arizonans through four offices and a very strong internet presence at bvtravel.com. Let the travel experts at Bon Voyage let you travel like an insider. Ryan, as I say, you probably have just unpacked, and you had quite a couple of weeks.
I did.
Can you kind of summarize where you have been?
I know. It was fantastic. I was in Europe for 2 weeks, the president of Bon Voyage, I do have some nice benefits, and one of those benefits—
You got a few perks, buddy boy.
Some of our favorite cruise partners and top sellers that we send a lot of passengers on like to thank us for our business and show us their new product, show us their new ships. And I happen to be on a back-to-back cruise. The first one was a river cruise. I was on the Danube from Vienna to Budapest, back up to Vienna, just a little five-nighter on the Crystal Mozart. Obviously appropriately named because of the Viennese history there with Mozart. And as you can imagine, the music of the classical nature befits the actual experience on the river. It was a fantastic experience.
Some of your Facebook pictures of the that one event that looked like it was the kind of New Year's Eve in Vienna or something.
It was a private event for just the people on the ship in Vienna at the Belvedere Palace. There was a 12-piece symphony that was playing all the favorites of Mozart and Bach and a few others. And then that was up in the upstairs area of the Belvedere Palace. We descended down this grand staircase, and as we came down, the symphony had moved to the ground floor, and they had a dance floor set up and had multiple dancers, professional dancers out there, obviously dancing the Viennese waltz, and had us participate as well. So definitely one of the things you and I talk about all the time is travel is the only thing you buy that makes you richer.
That's right.
And that experience made me and my wife richer and far beyond what you could see in pictures or describe here on the radio airwaves. But after I departed from Vienna, which I spent an extra day in Vienna, and if you have not been to Vienna, I would encourage you to take extra days if you were there on a river cruise. What a beautiful city. I love the convergence of history, historical buildings, beautiful architecture with contemporary and the now. I'm fascinated. Rome is my favorite city in the world because of that. Vienna has a lot of those similar character traits where you look on one to your left and there's a building that's been there for hundreds of years. On your right, there's a building that's a year old and convergence.
Vienna was very fortunate that much of the old quarter was not severely bombed and damaged during World War II. So you're still going to get a great experience there. And before we move on to about the river cruise, can someone who meets with a travel consultant at Bon Voyage get a similar experience that you had as the top, one of the top officials
with
the company?
You can get the exact same experience, not just similar. Yes, the exact. So if you're going to go on Crystal Mozart, round trip Vienna, you too will be at the Belvedere Palace for a private concert.
So,
that's something you need to contact us.
You can get that top-level experience, the top-notch experience.
And it is. Those are unique experiences, exactly what you're talking about. And if the Danube is not of your choosing, there are multiple great rivers in Europe the Rhine, the tulip time cruises are fantastic. You can go out of France, out of Paris, and go on the Seine up to Normandy. There's lots of different experiences. So if you've done one, you have not done them all. That's the beauty of the rivers, is that they are so unique, and those ports of call are just so special places that the big ocean liners obviously can't get to because they're landlocked.
And then you went down to take a beautiful inaugural kind of cruise, right?
That's right. Silver Sea Cruises is a very luxury line, small ship experience. They don't have a ship that is larger than 600 passengers, so it is an intimate experience.
Personalized experience.
You bet. And that is what they hang their hat on, is the butler service in every room that is there for your every whim, every need. And it was a brand new ship. They took ownership of the ship the morning that I was able to embark, just in Italy and Genoa, which is just right outside the shipyard. So I was on for 5 nights, and Silver Sea is all about understated luxury, and it's about options and choices. One of the neat things about this ship is that they don't have a main dining room on the ship. A lot of people that have cruised remember that, about the main dining experience.
The different seatings, the early, middle, and late
That's right. But that is all been turned on its head as far as Silver Sea is concerned.
That concept is changing as far as Silver Sea.
That's right. And a lot of cruise lines are going more in the direction of allowing passengers to choose the time they want to dine, choose the restaurant of choice, either in a specialty. Well, Silver Sea has 8 different dining options on a ship of 600, which is...
Wow.
Unlike any other in the industry.
Wow.
From a restaurant choice to the number of guests ratio, that is the highest in the industry. The ship I was on is the Silver Muse, and it sailed into Barcelona, which is, again, we've talked about Barcelona before, one of our favorite ports. So along the Mediterranean, the French Riviera is just a beautiful time. It was a little cool, which was great. Mm-hmm. It can get a little warm in the dead of summer along the French Riviera, but it was just a beautiful ship and a great experience because of the level of service. And I kind of liked the understated luxury. Sometimes it can be a little opulent on some of the cruise ships or some of the big fancy boutique hotels that you might stay in Europe, but it was understated, so you didn't feel like you had to be dressed up all the time.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that, Ryan, that some people, you know, when they go on vacation, they want to kick back and they don't want to get all dressed up. This sounds like it could be an option, but still, you're going to go very first class.
Yes, first class without having to be in a tuxedo for 24/7, right? Who wants to do that?
Exactly. Can Bon Voyage and the travel consultants take care of all the air and all the ground opportunities?
That's right. Air, ground, and if you wanted to, again, extend, like we talked about with the river in Vienna, we can set you up with the great hotel properties that are either proximal to the best parts of Vienna or make it easy for you to board the ship. And you can extend on the beginning or the end. I don't think it matters. It's kind of a personal preference. I like to start on land, have a couple of days getting used to the lay of the area, and then board the ship.
Then get your sea legs.
And get your sea legs. A lot of people like to extend on the back end.
Right.
But that's just a choice.
Or maybe a little bit on the front and the back end.
Oh,
that's
kind of
the way
my language.
That's the way I like to do it. So, Ryan, the best way to think about cruising is like go meet with one of the consultants at Bon Voyage. The travel planning for these cruises, is it a year? Is it 18 months out? How does that work?
You know, that's an interesting question because it's all over the map, just like we talked about. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So some people like to plan close in. And what you do is you limit your options, obviously, just like anything. If you try to get a restaurant reservation tonight in a very popular city, you might not get the table of your choice, but you get squeezed in. Similar idea in the cruising and vacation planning stages. The further out you plan, the more options you have at your fingertips to get what you really, really want. So from a cruising standpoint, if you're looking to go to the Mediterranean, you better get your stuff booked now. Alaska and the Mediterranean, the summer cruises are going fast, and you're kind of getting up towards the end of that. From a luxury standpoint, you really do need to look almost a year out to get exactly that suite that you're looking for. If you want the veranda, if you want the extra space, maybe you've sailed on that ship before, and you know, I love deck 10, and I have to be in the front, and that I need to be in room 1009.
Yep.
That's my cabin of choice. Well, then you better book it early. That just gives you more options.
Well, from a personal point of of you, I've sent my sister-in-law over to Bon Voyage, and she's already booked for 2018 to Alaska.
I love it.
And she got a wonderful service, and that's what I would expect from a Ryan Hansen organization. Great job, Ryan.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be on.
So, again, the website is the good starting point?
That's a good starting point, bvtravel.com, or you can reach us at our River and Campbell offices, 797-1110.
Ryan Hansen, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
Safe travels.
You too.
All right.
Since 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has helped over 1 million pets in Southern Arizona. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States and Distinguished Professor at the University of Arizona. Join me in supporting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona in their effort to build a new animal welfare center. Keeping the pets in our community safe and healthy helps ensure that our community as a whole is safe and healthy. Please donate now, because we are all in this together.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now, with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Celebrate Earth Day at UA Biosphere 2 Saturday, April 22nd with a special all-day event featuring a sunset concert by Calexico. Taste Tucson's future food, enjoy hands-on activities designed to engage and educate, and hear insights on global issues from leading scientists. Experience our renowned tours and find out why Time Life Books named Biosphere 2 a must-see wonder of the world. An exciting day of dialogue and discovery. Info and tickets at biosphere2.org.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The University of Arizona will be celebrating Earth Day and the 10th anniversary of University of Arizona research being conducted at Biosphere 2 with a very full day of activities, including, this is going to be a great concert, a sunset concert by Calexico on Saturday, April 22nd. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show on our live line, Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, Dean of the College of Science at the UA. He's also Vice President for Innovation and the Thomas R. Brown Chair there. He is also Director of Biosphere 2. Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing very well. This is an exciting time at UA Biosphere 2. When you look back over the 10 years, think of the progress that's been made out there just in research alone, Dr. Ruiz.
Right. So I am very proud to be part of a team of scientists that have reinvigorated the capacity for science that the Biosphere has. And as you know, our sort of flagship research project is on the Landscape Evolution Observatory, which deals with water and semi-arid environments. But we've also been doing work on the rainforest, and we hope soon to also start working on the ocean.
Talk a little bit about LEO, the acronym for the Landscape Evolution Observatory. Is this the world's largest laboratory experiment in this particular interdisciplinary earth sciences?
It is, in fact, the largest, as they're called, lysimeter. And that's a huge platform where we have ground-up rock. I mean, it all sounds sort of maybe not very exciting, but it's really important. Ground up rock, and we rain on it, and we're trying to understand how water moves in the subsurface. Hydrologists have had equations forever, but this is the first time we're going to be able to test them at this scale. And then we're going to make soil, and then we're going to plant trees and or at least some bushes, and we're going to determine how life changes the patterns of water through the evolution of a landscape. And that's hugely important because landscapes and biology is changing as global climate change progresses. So this will inform us on what's going to happen.
You know, we're looking at 11 billion, that's with a B, folks on this, sharing this planet by the end of the century. And we've got some big questions that we must answer, Dr. Ruiz, concerning how do we optimize food, water, and energy? We're talking about doing this for the long term, but, you know, it's the blink of an eye, isn't it, in geologic time?
That's right. It sure is.
So getting it all together, how does Biosphere 2 bring all these elements together?
Well, it brings it – well, okay. So we have this enormous apparatus,
right,
which is a huge scale. And what's important about the Biosphere is that the experiments we do in it work at a scale that we can't do anywhere else. And we're interested in environmental issues. We're interested in particular water. We're also going to start experiments that have to do with energy. And we're going to start experiments, and in fact, we have a collaboration with a company in which we're going to be dealing with the future way in which food can actually be created. So these things called vertical farms, where food is grown indoors, so the technology is really the lighting and, of course, the hydroponics. But that allows us to use less water, to be more efficient. The yields are greater, the food quality is better. So we want to get into all these things, which goes back to your question about how we're going to deal with a world that has 8 billion people.
When you set this up, this is really a full agenda on April 22nd, and there's really something for everyone. You'll be able to certainly showcase some of the great researchers. It's just a full day of activity. I know you're excited about everything going on that day.
Yep. So there's going to be, of course, a sort of a festival kind of operation, right, in which we're all going to be having a grand time. But there's also going to be lectures. In the morning of the 22nd, all the lectures, there's going to be Janos is going to be giving a presentation. Gary Nabham of Food Fame is going to be giving a presentation. So in the morning, it's all going to be about the relationship of the biosphere to the UNESCO food city, which Tucson has become. And in the afternoon, we're going to have these panel discussions, one on water, one on energy, one on food, and one on the environment, in which we're going to be focusing on each one of those themes with researchers that have actually been either working in the biosphere or plan on working in the biosphere soon.
And Calexico is such a big name. They're from Tucson, Arizona. It's going to be a great concert. What do you suggest? How do people get involved to if they want to see Calexico?
Just show up early. It's free. How often? Well, it's not free, but it's almost free. I mean, the price of the tickets is the price of the ticket that we typically have for the biosphere. So you can't get to see Calexico all that easily under those conditions. But I think it's more than that, although Calexico is, of course, I just love them. I think it's the combination of Calexico with everything else we're doing, which is going to be fun.
You know, going back to the vertical farm concept, how could that be used? And I'm sure there must be applications for space-bound greenhouses, Dr. Ruiz.
Well, that's right. And in fact, the folks that are working on the vertical farm have also been working on what we call lunar greenhouses. And one of my dear friends and colleagues here at the University of Arizona, Gene Giacomelli, who runs a controlled environmental agriculture stuff, he has a greenhouse in the South Pole. That's what feeds the researchers down there.
Wow.
So you're right. I mean, the technology is not only good for what our needs are going to be in the future on the Earth, but also if we want to explore other planets.
Let's talk a little bit about the brand Biosphere 2. It's become a worldwide brand. People probably know it from the early experiments with the Biospherians. Is that correct? And
correct.
And kind of goes from there. And you find people really, they know about Biosphere 2, but they perhaps don't really realize that it's not just like a I don't want to say a carnival attraction, but there's real research that's been going on there.
Right. And one shouldn't be all that rough on the Biospherians because they were really doing good research too.
Indeed.
And, I mean, it just shows what happens in research anywhere. I mean, many people say that the Biospherians research project was a failure, and the real narrative is that we learned a whole lot about that research project. We learned that we didn't understand how soils operate, so they ended up with not having enough oxygen. And we also learned what NASA is spending enormous amount of money these days about how do you get along cooped up in the same place for a long time, and that's a challenge.
It is.
So the questions that they were trying to address in those days are questions that are still being worked on today.
How about the footprint of Biosphere? You have acreage out there. How is that being developed, Dr. Ruiz?
Well, that's a different operation, right? So the University of Arizona has 3.14 acres.
Okay.
That's basically the footprint of the Biosphere and the village that's next to it, that we call it the Casitas.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's another corporation that has a fair amount of property that, I mean, I know some of the principals, but I don't know what their plans are.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Biosphere 2 has gotten some wonderful publicity, really all over the world. BBC spent quite a bit of time there, National Geographic Channel, and on it goes. So it is a big occasion, a 10-year anniversary of the research that's been going on since the U of A took over. Dr. Ruiz, we're going to tell people about how they can find out more, and I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us talking about it. Thank you, sir.
Bill, thank you so much, and thank you so much for what you do for this community of ours.
I really appreciate those words. Thank you, sir. University of Arizona, with the big Earth Day schedule, it's going to be a huge event in Oracle, Arizona. It's about 30 minutes outside of Tucson. Some people perhaps are here visiting Tucson, would like to go out. Well, if you're going to be in town April 22nd, Earth Day, you've got a real treat lined up for you with Calexico, very well-known Tucson-based group doing a sunset concert that gets underway at 4:30 to 6 p.m. for Calexico. So the concert tickets, $32 each, and do include a Biosphere 2 annual pass. So this is going to be a great deal. That's for the VIP tickets for the all-day event, special event at Calexico, $32 and including the Biosphere 2 annual pass. So for more information, go to biosphere2.org. Coming up this afternoon, Mic Check with Mike Shaw. Mike is the host of the program, and he is ably assisted on the program by my friend Ray Allen. So together, the two of them put together a fine hour from 4 to 5. Then we've got Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9 and The Buckmaster Show back with you tomorrow at 12:04. Included on the show tomorrow, Sharon Bronson and then our animal advocate friend, Barbara Brown. Have a great afternoon and evening.